When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Welcome back to Matt's and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in how we're going to further isolate Russia. I think it is insufficient. There is a preliminary meeting of the G20, the 20 largest economies in the world, coming up in the United States in Washington. Janet Yellen, our Secretary of the Treasury, will attend. She'll attend in person the session where the Ukrainian Prime Minister, the Ukrainian finance minister is going to be there to honor him. It's a discussion on global economics. It's a discussion, for instance, on food insecurity in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Their wheat crop is devastated, and Ukraine, believe it or not, is about the third largest exporter of wheat in the world. Much of Africa depends on Ukrainian wheat. Russia's actions are going to starve a lot of third world people. But she's going to snub the Ruskies. They're appearing by Zoom because they have been sanctioned. They got off a plane. They wouldn't be permitted on a plane. No plane from Russia can come in and they'd be arrested. So they're going to appear by Zoom. And there's going to be a session of the International Monetary Fund. And this is the one that focuses on food insecurity. The issue is going to be there are 155 million people in 55 countries who are going to face hunger close to starvation. They did in 2020. Now there are 20 million more. My question is, why are we letting the Ruskie show up by Zoom? Doesn't anybody know how to block a Zoom connection? Maybe figure it out. Tell the Ruskie venomous dog, genocidal, sadistic dog, you are not permitted to disgrace our meeting. But no, the Ruskie will show up. The problem is in the G20, it's different from the G7. The G7 is the seven largest economies in the world, but the G20 is the 20 largest. India's in it as well as China. And they have both gone soft. China's allied with Russia. India is soft on Russia. And you have others that are wobbly. We're the United States. This is happening in Washington. We don't let Zoom connections come in from genocidal sadists. And we tell him he's a genocidal sadist and get his worthless carcass out of there. We're going to the lines. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves this country.
Thank you, Jack.
I wanted to refresh your memory a little bit. Maybe it did come to you later on. You had mentioned how the NRA and the Republican Party are accepting money from the Communist Party or Russian oligarchs. And you had brought up the fact about this one lady had given, infiltrated the NRA and gave Scott Walker a bunch of money. Her name was Marina Butina. And the reason I bring it up is kind of funny. I guess she's had to serve a year in jail. And she was moaning and groaning about the cockroaches. I'm thinking, maybe they got better jails in Russia. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jack. You know, that's great. Thanks for refreshing my memory. It was Marina Butina, and she hung around Walker. She hung around the NRA. She hung around a lot of folks, and she was a spy. She was a flat-out spy. You know, I assume Walker didn't know she was a spy. She ended up going to the Hoosegow. Why did she only get a year or two? Why did she only get a year? You know, there are spies that get life. There are spies that get executed. I'm not saying she should be executed. Why not give her 10 years and put her in a very tough woman's prison? And this business about the cockroaches, that's baloney. You know, look, when I was in law school, they had our criminal law class occasionally tour a prison, Waupun and all that, to get a feeling for the criminology aspect of law. And our prisons are clean and well run compared to anybody else's prisons, especially Russia. What do you think Navalny, Alexei Navalny, is running into? The great guy. He's a great protester, great patriot of the real Russia. And Putin arrested him, tried to poison him. There's another guy over there they tried to poison twice, is in jail. I got to say something. Navalny and all these people are very brave. You know what I would have done? Don't go back to Russia. He went back voluntarily. But he should have gone and settled in Zurich, London, Paris, New York, Washington. Set up a government in exile like Charles de Gaulle during the Second World War. Set it up in London. And just say, I'm Alexei Navalny, and I am going to be acting president of Russia. And so-and-so is my deputy, and just speak relentlessly about what's going on. Now he's going to be in jail. They bring him in for hearings. He looks poisoned. So you're absolutely right, Jack. Maria Butina, spy, is complaining what? The food? She's a spy. She should have been sent away for 10 years, maybe 20 years. She's sent for what? 1 year, you say? She doesn't like the food. Let me pull out my handkerchief. The NRA pretends to be so patriotic. The NRA has cheated its membership for a long time. There are a lot of wonderful members of the NRA, hunters, gun owners. I have a great deal of respect for them. And some of them will send $50 a month, $25 a month, that kind of thing. The leadership of the NRA has squandered this stuff, private trips, luxuries, and nobody's prosecuted them. The attorney general in New York, Letitia James, did go to New York to try to throw them into bankruptcy and eliminate their charter, and they moved to Texas, and they slipped out of that. And that's what's happening with them. They're cozy with the commies. And I say, commies, don't give me this, anybody, about, I took a political science course one time and I found out that they stopped being commies in the 1990s. Let me tell you something. Putin was a commie his entire adult life, practically. Putin was a high up member of the KGB. His nickname was the Moth. He tortured people. Once a commie, always a commie. They're a Nazi country now. Nazi and commie are two sides of the same coin. The NRA is close to them. There should be a lot more crackdown on NRA travel to Russia, what they're doing with the commie Nazis, and some prosecutions of them. And I don't want them. There's this guy, what's his name? Wayne LaPierre. And he's always shooting his mouth off, attacking our president and all that. He's got to shut up. He should not have hung around with the Ruskies. And we need a good NRA that is pro-American and not pro-Nazi, Rusky, Putin. That's what we need. Jack, thanks a lot for calling in. Excellent, excellent comments. As always, excellent, excellent comments, as always. You know, right now, the Ruskies are moving against the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbass. They are choking Ukraine because when they capture those towns and capture the coast, what they do is they landlock Ukraine and slowly starve and strangle it. The Germans did this, the Nazis, to Leningrad in the 1940s, 300 days. Read Harrison Salisbury, The Siege of Leningrad, 900 days. It was actually 3 years. That's what they do. And NATO and the U.S. is not doing enough by a long shot in stopping this, and they could easily do it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.